Hey, Pam, can you name two things that don't sound like they work together, but apparently totally work together?
Robo-dogs and the moon.
Wait, what? Is that real?
Yep. What about you?
Pickles and Dr. Pepper, pickles and Dr. Pepper, pickles and Dr. Pepper.
What the what? I think we need to jump right in. I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard.
This is the 10 News.
And here are 10 things you need to know.
Did you ever think that you would be able to see the Northern Lights from your very own backyard? Well, this past weekend, you didn't need to travel to the North Pole to see them. The Northern Lights, officially called Aurora Borealis, are colorful light displays that happen in the sky, usually near the North Pole. They're caused by particles from the sun colliding with gases in the Earth's atmosphere, creating beautiful curtains of light in colors like green, pink, and purple. Residents of the U.S., even as far as the Florida Keys, got to witness the display due to a series of solar flares from the sun that set off the storm, triggering the famous natural lights. But the solar storm didn't just bring a spectacular view. The solar flares led to coronal mass ejections, or clouds of plasma and charged particles, entering Earth's outer atmosphere. There were also reports of power grid irregularities and decreases in high frequency, communications, and GPS systems thought to be caused by the solar activity.
Wow, there's been a lot of activity this spring. Wild weather, a total solar eclipse, the Northern Lights, and seasonal allergies. This year, you might notice that your seasonal allergies are a lot worse, and that's most likely because we had a particularly warm winter. With warmer weather comes more pollen, as plants blossom earlier and produce pollen longer into the season. If you struggle with allergies, there are just a few things you can do to reduce the symptoms a bit. Keep your windows closed to block out the pollen. If you want to take a walk outside, try to go after it rains or after the sun sets for lower pollen levels. If you have outdoor pets, wipe down their coats and paws to keep them from tracking pollen inside. And you may not be a fan of taking showers, but if you shower at night, it helps to wash away any pollen that got on you during the day.
Fine, I will take a shower. It has been a week. Oh, and speaking of glow-ups, the Boy Scouts of America is getting a makeover. For the first time in 114 years, the Boy Scouts of America is changing its name to be more inclusive. Meet Scouting America. The organization aims to increase their membership with the name change. This comes after they recently started allowing gay youth and girls into the organization. Way to go, Scouting America.
From new names to new Disney attractions. Walt Disney World Resort is opening a brand new attraction, Tiana's Bayou Adventure, on June 28, 2024. Based on Disney's The Princess and the Frog, the resort will feature a celebration during Mardi Gras season where everyone is welcome. The new ride will include a 50-foot drop and original music from the film. Don't worry, Tiana's Bayou Adventure is also coming to the West Coast and will make its debut at Disneyland Park in California later this year.
I have always wanted to try one of Princess Tiana's famous New Orleans beignets, but for now, I guess I'll settle for the latest food trend. Pickles and Dr. Pepper. That's right, there's a new drink hack taking over Sonic and people are calling it the perfect sip. TikToker Mississippi Meemaw shared a video of her ordering the concoction at her local Sonic that generated 3.8 million views. Sonic has confirmed that there is an increase in orders of the unofficial menu item, Dr. Pepper Pucker. There are certainly mixed reviews about the drink, but some are saying that the briny nature of the pickles adds a little something extra to the sweet and fruity flavors of Dr. Pepper. Pickles and Dr. Pepper are two of my favorite things, so I am going to try this out.
Time for a quick break, and then we'll be back with Bees on the Loose and some exciting Nintendo news.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a story time podcast with your littles? Something that has some great storytelling and maybe some conversation about it? Look no further. With Story Time with Philip and Mommy, my little guy Philip and I sit down every single day and read a story together. And we, of course, want you to join us. Grab your copy of the book, sit down, let's read it, and let's talk about it. We'll learn new words, we'll learn new ideas, and then we'll learn how we can use those stories in our lives. It's a lot of fun. Classics like Little Golden Books or Berenstain Bears, all the way up through the newest phenomenons like Bluey. We talk about them and we have a lot of laughs. It's a great time and we hope that you can come and join us. So please look for us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Storytime with Philip and Mommy. Thanks so much. We'll see you there. Processing.
Now for some animal news, and might I say it's absolute pandemonium. A Chinese zoo was accused of deceiving visitors by dyeing two chow chows, black and white, to look like panda bears. The dogs did look very similar to panda bears, but their wagging tails gave them away in videos circulating on Chinese social media. Zoo officials argued that they clearly advertised the animals as panda dogs and didn't make any false claims and defended the exhibit. The dogs are still at the zoo, where a number of visitors are still coming to see them.
And back in the U.S., a tractor trailer hauling about 15 million honeybees caused quite the buzz when it overturned in Clinton, Maine. The honeybees are used to pollinate blueberry fields and were on their way to Washington County, the center of the state's wild blueberry industry, when the trailer landed on its side. The driver of the trailer was taken to the hospital as a precaution as first responders worked to save the bees, as well as a beekeeper that was brought on site to corral them. While the rescue crew did get stung quite a bit, the colder temperatures that night helped keep the bees from getting too rowdy during the rescue mission.
Ow! The world's largest vacuum probably would have been handy while saving the bees, but for now, it's doing its job over in Iceland. Mammoth, the world's largest plant, is designed to suck planet-heating pollution out of the atmosphere like a giant vacuum. It's the second commercial direct air capture plant opened by a Swiss company called Climeworks, and it is 10 times bigger than Orca, which started running in 2021. The technology is designed to suck in air and get rid of carbon using chemicals. The carbon then can be injected deep underground and reused or transformed into solid products such as stone. We've got more tech news for you, and it's out of this world. There's a new rover in town, and it's a dog-like robot trained to explore the moon. One of the trainees, Spirit, is being trained at a moon-like terrain on Mount Hood in the state of Oregon to show researchers how the robot can navigate and help it improve. The research is part of the LASSIE project, or Legged Autonomous Surface Science in Analog Environments. And the goal of the project is to have robots that can work with humans to explore the moon and gather data.
Nintendo has recently partnered with Go Noodle, a kids' content platform that brings movement, music, and mindfulness into the classroom and family homes. They partnered on a movement break video themed after one of my favorite games of last year, Super Mario Wonder. You can get up and move with the video either in classrooms or your very own home by checking out the link in our show notes. That sounds fun, but on a bigger note, the president of Nintendo, Shuntaro Furukawa, announced that they will be announcing the successor to the Nintendo Switch. This is the first time Nintendo has given us a time frame for announcing the new console, and Furukawa said they will not be mentioning it at the Nintendo Direct in June, but that the announcement of the Switch successor will be within their fiscal year, which means sometime before March 31st of 2025. I'm obviously following this closely and will keep you all posted.
That was 10 Things You Need to Know.
Hey, Tenors, we want to hear from you. What were the most important news stories you heard this school year? If you leave us a voice message with your favorite story, your name, and your age, we might have you on the show. You can reach us at 877-TENNEWS. I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. Thanks for listening to the 10 News.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.